So today is the last full day of this retreat. So take care of this precious last day. And for the instructions today, I'm just going to repeat all the things that we have talked about, so you have an idea about the four foundations of mindfulness. So the first one is the body, and that's the one that we usually hang out with the most, because the breathing is the part of the body, and that's always a good thing to return to when there's nothing else happening. And then there's all the other sensations that you can feel in the body, both the ones that has connection to the breathing and other random sensations here and there, like pain or tingling or pressure, vibrations, temperature. Also, all the senses, sounds that come into the ears, visions, inner pictures, smells, if there are any, touching. So everything that happens in the body is the first foundation of mindfulness. And the second one is the one called Vedana, which is a bit subtle, so you don't really have to pay that much attention to it. But I mention it anyway. It's whether things, all these sensations, are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and if they lead to liking, disliking, or no special feeling at all. And the third one then comes into the area of the mind, which are all the thoughts, ideas, plans, memories, and emotions in general that come through the mind. And we have both pleasant and unpleasant emotions, and the unpleasant ones are usually in the groups of the five hindrances: desire, aversion, tiredness, restlessness, or doubt. And then there are a lot of pleasant emotions as well: calm, concentration, joy, love, happiness, whatever. So you can be aware of them too. You can be aware of them by seeing what the thoughts are about. Usually the thoughts are an indicator of emotions. And you can also be aware of them as sensations in the body, or just as emotions that you know colors your mind for a while. So be aware of them and see how impermanent they usually are if you don't hold on to them, if you don't believe in the story they tell you. Then they can usually just come up, stay for a while, and then fade out. And the fourth foundation of mindfulness that I introduced yesterday is Dhamma, and that is recognizing that For example, the five hindrances are something that the Buddha talked about. So it's a way of verifying theory against practice, or practice against theory, rather. But you don't have to pay much attention to that either. It's actually the body and the mind are the most important meditation subjects. And so what we actually need to do is to stay with the breath, the sensations of the breath, until something else happens. Some other sensation comes up, some emotion, some sound, some visions, whatever it is. So then you go to whatever is the most predominant at the time. And another important thing is the attitude, to be relaxed. Remember that if you feel tense, you can relax the body, you can maybe move a little bit, see that your shoulders are down, that your jaw isn't tight, your forehead isn't wrinkled. Just go through the body sometimes and see that you really are relaxed. And there should also be a balanced effort, not striving, not having expectations for things to happen, or just be with what is there. That's enough. You don't have to try to make something happen, because usually that doesn't work, or it never works actually. It just makes you tense and tight. And also another important thing is continuity, to try to stay mindful even between sittings and walkings and qigong, going somewhere, going to the bathroom, washing your hands, eating. All those activities can also be done with mindfulness and awareness, being here and now, as much as you remember. Because of course, the problem is that we very often forget. We get lost in our thoughts, our daydreams, or our plans for what to do after the retreat and things like that. So as soon as you remember, try to be mindful continuously through the day. So this is the whole instruction of Vipassana meditation. So I wish you good luck and have fun.